Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the internet. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. I'm going to get into something that's called Just My Thoughts. Now, a couple of days ago, LeBron James, today is July the 12th, 2010. A couple of days ago, LeBron James, after fulfilling his contract with the Cleveland Cavaliers, he decided he wanted to go with the powerhouse team. He decided that that was his better chances at getting a championship. And unfortunately, the people of Cleveland said he's a traitor, start burning his jersey, things of that nature. So I'm going to jump right in there and say this. When you was at a place for 7 years and you never got help, then what exactly is signing a contract is going to do now? The owner, which was the owner for 5 years of the team, got on the air. He pretty much dogged out LeBron James. This is my thought on this whole thing. And I don't think there is anyone out there. I drive a Suzuki, little Suzuki wagon. You know, when I went to buy the car, I did not go there to look at a shell, and they said, you know, if you buy this car, you know, we'll throw tires on it, and we'll give you some seats, you know, if you want to ride somebody around with you, and we'll even give you a steering wheel. I brought the car as it was, you know, with no promises of anything other than the car working. My point is, think about it. LeBron James was with the team for 7 years and got nothing. Far as support, but all soon as his contract is up, they're saying just sign the contract with us, and then we'll go out and get whoever you want to come to the team. And for everybody up in Cleveland that's, you know, mad at LeBron James, I think that needs to be looked at. LeBron James don't own the Cleveland Cavaliers franchise; he doesn't. And for the owner to get there and really dog LeBron James out, it's asinine. As I told you in the very first show, I got offers for individuals to produce a show for me. I got offers. Why did I not take those offers? Because I didn't know anything about radio. I didn't know anything. Offers. You know, what is somebody offering you? Think about it. If they're offering you something, it's because you have something great that they feel as though once you become part of what they want, then it will become greater. LeBron James, Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, I've been up to Cleveland a couple of times, and I really don't want to talk bad about the Cleveland town, but it's kind of, you know, if you've been to Cleveland and been to Miami, it really is self-explanatory. Miami is a beautiful, beautiful city. So that's just my thought. You know, it's part of the current events that happened in this time, and I just want to throw that in there. Don't want to take too much time on it. Let's get back to what I want to talk about. When you, meaning you the individual, go to court and you have a problem with a judge, they're going to – I remember I was in court one time, and a judge basically told my child's mom – he asked my child's mom, do you think he have any additional income? Well, my life is my life. I live good. The unfortunate thing about child support is I would tell any man, if you are doing more than the courts can ask and somebody drugged you to court and now you do less, give them the less, get on with your life. But the judge basically gave my child's mother the platform in her disgruntled state to do, and to, she had the floor. He asked her, did I have any additional income? People, they will do this. And then what you do, you get in touch with the League of Dads, and I can tell you what you can do. For example, a judge will never ever tell you about the code of ethics, the court code of ethics. If you watched Judge Judy, we would often think that her ranting and shut up, you know, I didn't ask you that. You know, who is this? Sit down. You listen to all her ranting. You may think that that's cool. People, that is not allowed in any court. It's called intemperate conduct. Keyword, temper. If you are on the judge's throne, as they would say it, you ever notice that in court, they sit high up like a god and have a robe on like a superhero, and you're down low? You have to look up to them. That's the mental setting is called, got it right on the tip of my tongue. I use the word all the time. It's a simple word. It's their way of antagonizing you. That's not the word I want to use, but that's what's coming to mind. It's their way of saying, you look up to me. But what the courts will never, ever do, what a judge will never, ever do is say, Mr. Bobby, if you don't like what I said here today, you have a right to notify the court code of ethics. And Mr. Bobby, in fact, if you do notify the court code of ethics, it will put a record on my, it will put a mark on my record, and it will be hard for me to get elected to the judge's bench again. People, this is why I tell you, my goal is to get a judge off the bench. My goal is to see to it that a judge never get elected again. If I have to campaign in a specific city, if I have to put up ads in the paper, if I have to go and do a TV commercial to say, if you ever had this judge and you ever had a problem with the judge, please call the League of Dads. I will see to it that a complaint get drafted up against that judge. That is how I work. I believe that because a judge swears in to uphold the Constitution, whatever goes wrong between when they sworn to uphold the Constitution and was happy that they got that judge's bench to now looking down upon people, treating them like a big piece of dirt, I think that is my job to remind them of that. That's what's going on in my head. When you hear me talk, and sometimes you hear, you know, a touch of cockiness when I talk, this whole family court process is an unbelievable experience. I talk to women, and they'll say, I guess you don't want to hear the fact that I got my child's father on child support. No, I have no ill will towards any woman. I have no ill will towards the process of, an individual is a deadbeat. You take them down there, you know, serve them up. These individuals call the League of Dads all the time, and they think that because of whatever advertisement they seen to call the League of Dads, that I am behind them. I'm not behind these individuals. I am behind fathers. That's why, once again, it's the League of Dads, not the League of Deadbeats, not the League of So-Sos, not the League of guys that want to hang on a corner and walk away from their duties as a father. In the 11.5 years that I had a strong relationship with my child, I never missed one visitation time. I had full custody at times when my child's mother did not have visitation at all. I had week-to-week custody, and during that time, my daughter was in my possession all the time. If there's anyone that want to compare the 11.5 years that I had a relationship with my child then to now and say, well, what happened, and want to come at me, court records, petitions, and the fact that I have a show and the fact that I help people do and I help people to avoid what I went through is a testimony in itself. I will never ever walk away from this thing. A judge can summons me to court. They can lock me up for whatever they want to lock me up for. And when I get out, I will come back to doing what I do. I don't have broad shoulders. I don't have this attitude for a reason. I have the broad shoulders that I have because, and the attitude that I have because I am designed to be the front runner in this battle. A lot of guys don't take this thing serious. A lot of guys come to the League of Dads and they say, you know, dude, you're a little bit extreme, man. I don't know about all that. And then they come back in the future and say, man, you were right. Because when my dad told me all that was going to happen, people, I did not believe him. My dad knew the signs of a disgruntled woman before I did. And my dad was telling me all this stuff that was going to happen. Do this, do that. And I'm saying, Dad, no, it's not that serious, you know, like, and I'm saying in the back of my mind, wow, it's unfortunate that he dealt with him and my mom didn't make it. And he dealt with a lot of, psychos. And this is why he's acting the way he's acting. Only to realize that my dad was right. So when you come to the League of Dads, if you choose to use our help or come to a seminars, next week I'm going to have a list of seminars that I'll be giving, the list of one. The shows starts, they're real strong in the summer because a lot of individuals have their children, and I'd like for them to come to the to bring their kids to the seminar and listen to me get the League of Dads out there. But when you hear me talk and when you hear me say, when you went to get your child and you didn't, how did you feel? And they just said, I was mad. I said, yeah, were you emotionally bothered? And they say, yeah. And I say, well, when that happened to me, I called it emotional pain and suffering, and they failed to understand the bridge. We're men. God did not exclude us from emotional pain and suffering. When it is set out to get someone to react by using his child as the main pawn in your twisted mind, then you need to deal with the consequences. What we do here at the League of Dads is we see to it that when all this is done, individuals, disgruntled mothers, find themselves in court answering to an attorney, to a judge. You know, why this? Why that action? And I'm smarter than that, people. We don't go into the disgruntled mom's arena, which is family court. We take it outside of family court. As a matter of fact, I remember I wrote a letter to the Essex County Family Court judge, and I told them, your contempt of court is about to spike. Individuals are, you're going to start seeing individuals demanding that you hold individuals accounted. I thank you for listening to the show. It has been great, like always. I do enjoy sitting down here with you. If you want to get in touch with me, you can call 757-332-0754. Once again, 757-332-0754. That is the number to the League of Dads. You can also email it at theleagueofdads@yahoo.com. That's with an S on the end of it. And as always, I'm in the show with this. I dread the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. Until next week, League of Dads, TalkZone.com. Thank you.